This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris. Just say no.
To what?
Everything. That's okay. That's my new position.
Okay. I'm going to start calling you Nancy.
Please do. Please do. And just please, people, don't enjoy your lives. Don't put anything into your body, even though you're harming no one else, and you may enjoy it, because these things will lead you to wanting to date jazz musicians, for example. I've read that.
Yeah, it could also...
Reefer madness.
Could also, in a lot of places, wind up leading you to be standing in front of a judge.
It could.
I was actually in court earlier today, not as a plaintiff or defendant. I was there
just for the
observing.
Fun of it. Okay.
Not for the fun of it,
but
per
somebody
se.
Else. Somebody else was getting.
There was one of the newer movers to the Keene area that had court. Not in Keene, but you know the next municipal or next county over. And he was trying some legal theories, shall we say. And I wanted to see how this played out.
Right.
And person after person, either driving after revocation of license or possession of cannabis or both, there was, I think, one or two people that got pulled over for drunk driving. There was one person that was in there for a domestic dispute. That individual had to pay a $250 fine. All of the people with cannabis possession charges, $500 fine.
Wow.
$1,200, $700 of it suspended, and their jail time suspended, so they wound up having to pay $500 plus court costs.
Well, think of how many lives were saved, because marijuana can kill you.
If you beat your sister, which was the case here, the guy assaulted his sister, he only had to pay a $250 fine. But the people that were possessing a plant, $500 fine, plus like 6 months sentence that was suspended for 2 years of good behavior.
Yeah,
you've got to be a good little boy for the next 2 years. Otherwise, we will throw you in jail for 6 months because you had a plant.
And all kidding aside, this is one of those things that just destroys people's lives, and it has
destroys people's lives because it's illegal.
Yes, it doesn't destroy their lives because it is dangerous to them. And I will say that there may be some risks that go along with smoking marijuana, like smoking anything else. Something that's burning the exhaust from that into your lungs, yeah, there could be some damage there, but yes. It's to you. And
as someone that's actually smoked marijuana, I can honestly say a bottle of wine will get me so much more messed up than marijuana. And I love my wine and I love my marijuana. So.
Well, sometimes you probably love them both together. You know, what the heck? It's a nice little mix.
Marijuana.
But yeah, what we've done is, you know, thank you to the war on drugs, is we've attempted to criminalize every possible political opponent of Richard Nixon. That's how this whole ball of wax got started. Associate the blacks with heroin.
I think they call
hippies.
It crackle now.
Yeah.
The ball of wax.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Or dabs.
Dabs. Yeah.
I get those two confused.
And associate everyone associated with the hippie movement with marijuana, and then tell everybody about how many lives are going to be lost because of this. And Nixon and Ehrlichman and Haldeman, they had a good plan, and it really worked. The problem was it didn't end with Richard Nixon's time in office. It continues to this day, and it's just time that it has to end.
And, you know, sort of the ironic part of this whole thing, earlier this week we celebrated the end of alcohol prohibition.
Right.
But yet there's still other forms of prohibition. But I remember learning, and Heather, you probably did too, and Chris, you probably did as well, learned in high school 20-plus years ago that...
Thank you for pointing out my age again.
Well, it's usually something like this.
I had my 20-year reunion this past summer, so yeah, it was 20-plus years ago for me. Usually Daryl or Mark will say something like, you know, when I was in high school and you were in high school, and Chris, when you were in, you know, you lived through this. I'm like, really? It was the 1930s. Come on.
But anyway, I remember being taught, and I'm fairly certain you were as well, the failures of alcohol prohibition.
Yeah, let's go over them.
Why the 21st Amendment wound up getting passed to wind up repealing prohibition so that people would be safer.
Let that sink in for a second. This thing was such an epic disaster because it increased crime rates, it killed people, it basically created the mafia, created organized crime. It outlawed something that people wanted. We went back and amended our Constitution to do away with it because we had to amend it in the first place to get it there. But that Constitution in 200 and how many years? 40-some years?
Something like that.
Has been amended only 27 times. That may sound like a big number, but it's really not given that period of time and considering the first 10 of those amendments were written pretty much when we wrote the Constitution.
Well, 12
of them were written then.
Right.
The first 10 got passed then, and one of them passed 200 and some odd years later.
Yeah, just not long ago.
Now, by comparison, the Constitution for the state of Alabama, which was ratified in 1901, has been amended somewhere near 700 times.
Wow. They must have a very easy way to amend it.
Yeah, no, what I was going to say is, having been in high school fairly recently in comparison to you guys.
Jeez, here we go.
I was never taught about the failures of alcohol prohibition. Not only was I never taught about it, but we actually were taught a program. I remember I was in sixth grade at the time, and it was called DARE, which stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education. And they had a state police officer come into the room, and they had this little board that all these little plastic cubes, and each one had a different drug in it, and one of the drugs and one of the cubes was marijuana, and they went around kind of like putting that fear in everybody's mind that they're all just as bad. So, lo and behold, my generation was the age of technology where we had computers at our fingertips, and we kind of had access to the opposing view to the idea that these were bad. You know, but
and that's another problem with it is you take some drugs are more benign than others.
Exactly.
And marijuana is a pretty darn benign, or cannabis or any of the other compounds that are in it. And then you're saying to kids that
it's just as bad as heroin.
Exactly.
And then they try marijuana and they realize it's not so bad. And then they make that assumption. Well, then this isn't so bad either because you've lied, essentially.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Lost your credibility.
And
exactly.
The claim is, well, marijuana is a gateway drug. Well, there's actually been studies that have been done that show that no. It's actually licit substances such as tobacco and alcohol that serve as the real gateway towards other things, specifically illicit substances. There was a study done by the University of Florida a couple of years ago, and that was the background statement of their abstract.
See, I can hear them already. Then if you make marijuana illicit, then it will truly become a gateway drug by your own admission. Is that not true? Mr. Perry.
The purpose of this investigation, according to them, was to determine which drugs, alcohol, tobacco, or marijuana, was the actual gateway leading to additional substance use among a nationally representative sample of high school seniors. Results from the Gutman scale indicated that alcohol represented the gateway drug leading to the use of tobacco, marijuana, and other substances. Moreover, students who used alcohol exhibited a significantly higher likelihood of using both licit and illicit substances. Conclusion, the finding from this investigation supports that alcohol should receive primary attention in school-based substance abuse prevention programs, as the use of other substances could be impacted by delaying or preventing alcohol use.
But then I look at whole societies that have grown up with alcohol as like sort of core to their lives. And a lot of the European nations.
Yeah, like
almost every European country. And the difference, I think, is...
Here's wine with your bagel.
Yeah, that it becomes no big deal. It's just part of life. It's like, you know, if they put the scare tactics into drinking milk, we'd probably see that as a gateway drug, too, because it's something...
Then you'd see that group of people willing to throw you in cages if you drink a glass of milk.
I've heard that 100% of serial killers drink milk as babies.
Yep. There you go.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Your calls and thoughts, welcome.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. and I want to invite you to try my pillow. No, 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 not my pillow. Like, you don't get to come take my pillow, but you can use a my pillow, and you can do so risk-free for 60 days. My pillow, that's the name of the pillow. My pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a few months. Chris has actually had one for a couple of years.
You bet.
And I'll say it's the best pillow I've ever used. Chris, do you agree?
Absolutely.
And unlike a regular pillow that's collected a lot of dead skin and dirt over the years, you can actually put my pillow in the washing machine and then in the dryer, and it's still usable. It doesn't turn into just a lump. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second MyPillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Chris? Didn't you have something that we were discussing or we were going to get into, the story that you had pulled up?
No, I mean, we had
We were talking about gateway drugs, alcohol, cannabis.
Yeah, well, we were talking originally about the universal minimum wage. Basic wage.
Right, universal basic income.
Yeah. And we had pretty much covered that article. It's just the question of, you know, when will this thing be tried again? Now, one of the provinces in Canada...
I think you said Prince Edward Island?
Yes, which is the smallest province in Canada, I guess recently voted to do something or to further explore going down this path. I just, for the life of me, this is almost like sort of, to me, the end game of what socialist a socialist society would look like, where... Okay, now we're just paying you. We'll continue to tax whatever we can, but everybody who doesn't want to work, you know, it's very much a Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged sort of world.
I mean, do you think these people as kids were the kind of kids that their parents just gave them everything anyway, that they never actually had to do anything good, they didn't have to do chores, they didn't have to have good behavior? They could be...
Yeah, I mean, the people that I think are the biggest supporters and advocates of assistance today are most likely those ones who never really worked really hard. Maybe, and sadly, it's generational, too. I mean, we're
right.
Dealing with a third or fourth generation of basically what I consider institutionalized folks. I mean...
Right, so let's actually look at this a little bit. Now, I'm kind of in that tweener generation to where it was the people just a couple years younger than me that wound up getting the participation trophies for everything. And, you know, not a knock against them because they didn't choose at 5 years old to hand out the participation trophies.
Right.
It was their parents. But yet it's, you know, the generation that's just, you know, a little older than me that's, look at all these entitled kids, blah, blah, blah. They want participation trophies. They want that. Well, you're the one that started handing them the participation trophy.
Exactly.
For you went to the potty.
Yeah. And a lot of that was the baby boomer generation, you know, the kind of the tail end of it. But... My God, I saw something that Conan posted recently, which kind of talks about this sort of four cycles that we go through. It's like every 20 years, and how we get into these things where we're very reliant on institutions, and then we transition from that into being very against institutions, and so on and so on. But I can only hope that this is indeed cyclical and we will wake up from it. I just, you know, it's like put me to sleep for another 20 years and let me wake up and just pretend this whole thing was a bad dream. It's horrendous. And what upsets me is it destroys lives. It just takes everything that is good about humanity and pulverizes it. Mm-hmm. Any desire to move ahead, any desire to better yourself It's just gone.
And we're not even really, we're like also robbing people of the opportunity to be good people. Like when you go and you force people to do something good, you're robbing them of the opportunity to actually do it. You know, and so it's kind of like my daughter, for example, like when she does good things all the time without even having to be asked, you know what I mean? Like certain things, it's a matter of educating people and with your ideas, like her, for example, I don't force her to eat dinner when she's like, hey, mom, I'd rather have cookies. I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, well, guess what happens if you eat cookies every night for dinner? You're going to rot your teeth out. Your body's going to be unhealthy. And I give her the cold, hard truth. And she'll be like, okay, I guess I want to eat dinner.
But can I have a cookie
afterwards?
But I don't
have to force her to eat her. I just explain her and I give her the, you know.
Right.
People are going to pick the right option more often than not.
Yeah. And then my generation is a little bit different is that, yeah, we would say, what are you, crazy? No.
You're going to eat your food. Your mama beat you, eat your food.
We would tell you why. But yeah, we certainly didn't really give those choices and hope that we were doing the right thing. And that's every generation. We all hope we're doing it right.
Well, my mom was raised in the Bible Belt, so I didn't really have those choices.
I remember when I was really young being told, there are starving children in China. You finish what's on your plate. And I'm like, but I don't want it. Can I send it to the starving kids? And, you know, like, I figured, you know, like, I'm killing two birds with one stone, right? Like, I didn't want to eat it. Oh, and there's a starving kid in China. Maybe he'll like this.
I can help.
But, you know, no, I could not send my food that I didn't want to the starving kid. I had to eat it because somehow if I ate it, the starving kid in China wouldn't be starving. I don't really understand. And whenever I would ask why, it would always just be because I said so. And I hate the because I said so as a reason.
Yeah, and here's the message of what a universal basic income says to your daughter, Heather. It says, I'm going to give you this food, and I'll tell you why you should eat healthy. But you know what? When you grow up, you won't have to worry about it because whatever you want, the government will just give you. You know, that's it. And you won't have to go to work for it. You won't have to do anything for it. They'll just give you the money, and you buy what you want. If you want to buy all cookies for dinner, that's fine.
Of course, when the government does that, the only thing she can afford will be cookies, and then her health will go to crap, and then she'll need free health care.
Right, which they'll provide, too.
Yeah, they'll provide.
Right, it's one of these, you know, spiraled sort of things.
It's a trap. It's like
we're going to break your leg and then hand you crutches, and then we'll break the crutches to hand you a wheelchair, and then, you know, like, we'll throw a cog in the wheel to where you can't go anywhere, and aren't you glad we're here to carry you around?
Yeah, and you use, I think, the exact right word, which is trap. It is that you have now been ensnared into a system. I can count on your votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the horrific part. The sad part is that we will come across as cruel, the cruelest people you can possibly imagine, because we don't want to just provide for those who need it, which is not at all the message of liberty. It is not that. It is, we will give you the opportunity, and you'll be so much better off because you seized it yourself. We didn't hand it to you.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey.
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you brought something in about some kind of something on a post-it note that may or may not have caused some kind of disturbance at a college campus of some sort.
Oh, I think you're trying to poke fun at this story, and I don't appreciate that, Daryl. This one, this very serious story comes to us from the Washington Times.
A very reputable media organization.
It may lean a little to the right.
They are not known for fake news at all.
No, as no one in the mainstream media is. The headline is Pro-Trump Sticky Note Found at Wisconsin College Poses, quote, no immediate threat.
Well, that's
say.
Good. Because
I know.
If we learned anything from Seinfeld, it's that the glue on cheap envelopes can wind up killing you.
That's true.
And sticky notes have glue of some sort on them, hence the sticky. So if you lick it and it's the cheap glue, then it will kill you, and then everybody thinks that you killed your fiance.
Yes, and they start calling you George Costanza.
So it was a slow day in the newsroom, though, for Washington.
No, because there's hundreds of stories out like this. This is a microaggression story. It's, oh, my God.
I mean, really, the purpose of that is just to distract people? Because, I mean, really.
No, this is, it seems like a considerable portion of our population considers a microaggression or any act that in any way offends their mindset.
Is an act of aggression?
Is an act of aggression. So we'll get into the story.
Well, not actual
aggression. My mother is very aggressive with my stepfather then because she leaves him little post-it notes all over the house.
Oh, my God.
I'm probably the only person in this room right now that does not make fun of the whole safety pin thing.
What was the safety pin thing? I'm not following.
So let others know in a very non-obtrusive way that you, too, are very offended by the Trump presidency.
Not necessarily that you're offended by the Trump presidency. It's supposed to signify that you're a floating safe space. And the way I see it, the people that are wearing those, you know, not to mock others, but, you know, that are actually wearing those, it's basically a sign of, hey, I'm not a complete a-hole.
Wait, so people are wearing safety pins that signify...
To signify that they're a floating safe space.
Yes, and that they get it. They're
you know,
with
like,
you.
You can come over and give me a hug, and I understand...
Why you...
Yeah, like you might be upset with something.
It all started right after the election.
I'm your safe space.
Yeah, this was the...
I must have missed this one.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
I haven't seen anybody wearing safety pins.
I'm not actually
scared now.
Seen anybody
like
wearing
a war
them.
Well, Hal, you got to look...
No safe spaces
you gotta
anywhere.
You got to look carefully for them.
I've not actually seen anybody wearing them, but I've read stories, and there's a state rep... Liberty rep here in New Hampshire that he's been, you know, taking pictures of himself with this oversized safety pin.
I know just who you're talking about.
And, you know, like, he's definitely mocking the people. He's not saying, I'm not an a-hole.
He's a big old safe base.
He's got a big, huge safety. The picture I saw, he had like six holsters filled with various handguns on it. He had that.
Yeah.
Now I feel safe. All right, let's get into this story because... My God, a post-it note. A Catholic college called the police after finding a post-it note with a derogatory message for President-elect Donald Trump's detractors, but police say they are not taking any action. Thank God. A parole officer...
It could have been a bomb.
What did the note say?
A parole officer and detective stopped by Edgewood College in Wisconsin in response to the sticky note, which read, "Suck it up. Starts with P and ends with S, followed by a winking smiley face."
Okay.
For this, they concluded that the 3x3 inch adhesive placard posed, quote, no immediate threat, the College Fix reported. A spokesperson for the Madison Police Department said the matter, quote, is not an open investigation. The mocking missive was found on a ledge on a window at Edgewood College's Office of Student Diversity and Inclusion. It coincided with a campaign on campus to encourage students to express their feelings about the general election with sticky notes.
Okay. All right. So now we're getting to something.
Yeah, tax dollars, hard work.
Somebody decided it would be a good idea to encourage college students to express themselves with sticky notes. And somebody expressed themselves with a sticky note,
Then
somebody else called the cops.
Exactly, because this person's feelings did not match their feelings.
This is not what I thought would happen with the free speech wall.
No, I wanted to express my feeling with sticky notes.
I can't tell you how many stories I've read, and it's definitely more than three, but I've read numerous stories about colleges that have had free speech walls to where you can write whatever you want to on this wall.
Yes.
And then people would write things that the organizer of the free speech wall didn't like, and so then the organizer went to the president of the school and said, "Mr. President, tear down this wall."
I thought that's what the bathroom stalls were for.
Yeah, back in the day, but now we have to provide a safe space. Let's see.
Free speech wall.
Tony Chambers, a vice president for student development at the college, called the note a, quote, targeted act of intimidation and cowardice. He also called the police. Quote, in accordance with the policies and procedures set forth in the Edgewood College Student Code of Conduct, this incident has been reported to the Madison Police Department and is currently being investigated as a, what kind of crime, anyone?
Hate crime.
As a hate crime, unquote, Mr. Chambers said in the letter. So, literally, a 3x3 sticky note. It does not give the color. I suppose some colors are probably more aggressive than others.
Yes.
I prefer your standard yellow, old school sticky note.
Did they use a Sharpie? Do we know what sort of writing utensil was used?
I don't know, but again, the message was, quote, suck it up. P starts with a P, ends with an S, followed by a winking smiley face.
Okay.
Is hate speech like assault, though?
Well, in accordance with, is currently being investigated as a hate crime. So if you need the definition of what hate crime is, all you got to do is say, suck it up, and a word that begins with P and ends with S.
Wait, how many letters?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? Six.
I don't know. math is not necessarily your strong suit.
For spelling?
And he's over here trying to spell.
It is 7. I was correct. But then I got that look from Daryl. Oh, which Daryl calls this?
Well, I was thinking of a different word.
Okay, so it's a plural word then.
It is a plural
word.
So
grab them by the...
Thank you. That is a great way to explain.
I was thinking of a different word, and then when you said 7, I was totally confused because it's like, nope, the word I'm thinking of has 5
see,
words.
See, the first one I thought was Donald Trump's infamous little quote there, grab him by the you know what.
And then I was wondering why you
so
didn't just say
that
the word
with an
candy.
S at the end.
Right. Yeah.
You're welcome, everybody.
Right. So was this a ballpoint pen that they were using? Was it a high-capacity marker?
I don't think they want to give out any details in case there's copycat Post-it note writers
out
there.
What sort of font were they using?
I don't know. The only clue we have there is the winking smiley face emoji at the end. So
did they write it in Comic Sans?
Would that have made a difference?
Everybody listening too that finds it like crazy that we're even talking about this story on the air. What's even crazier is that police were called and are actually investigating a crime having to do with a Post-it.
Yes. And, I see this as it started off as sort of like a news of the weird at the local college.
Right.
And then somebody whose job it was to scan the local college newspapers for the day was like, oh, here's something we can write about at the Washington Times.
Right.
Yeah.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome in the closing moments. Coming up, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the closing moments of Free Talk Live, possibly time for you if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. We will get to the phones here in just a second. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you have Bitcoin or are starting to think about getting Bitcoin, then I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That's the Jax wallet. And you can get it at jax.io. That's JAXX.io. You can also find it in the App Store of your choice, the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. There's no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, DAO tokens, Dash, and many more currencies are coming. There's even Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. It was created by Free Talk Live listener Anthony DiOrio, who is also the creator of CryptoKit and the founder of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, and Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. Let's go to Skype, where we've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. Yeah, I had a different subject, but listening to you guys, I decided to piggyback on something you were saying. So let me connect a few dots. I actually just got done eating my dinner, which was literally a couple pounds of fried rice, because at this point in life, it's all I can afford, literally. And I grew up on a farm where we started working as children at about 6 years old. We were doing serious work. And by the time that we were 10 and 12, we were doing up to 14-hour days of real man's work. And then I went to college. I graduated from a four-year degree in 2 years and two quarters. At 18 years old, and while I was still in high school, I was a corporate pilot. When I was 21, I was an airline pilot. When I was 23, I know you don't like the military, but I was a fighter pilot. And then in subsequent years subsequent to that, private citizens combined with the powers of our government destroyed my life piece by piece by piece. And now I'm back to eating fried rice. And this ties into something you had said earlier, that debate about the guaranteed income. And I want to compare that to like a minimum wage. Mm-hmm. And I'm viewing it obviously from my situation that my career was basically destroyed. You know, partially it was my fault, and to a great degree, in my opinion, it was the fault of others doing unlawful takings from me. But anyway, I'm in the situation, and if I go back to work, I can't go immediately into the career that I lost. I have to go back into the labor market, where I make on average like $10-$12 an hour, which you cannot afford a real home, or a vacation, or an insurance policy, or a retirement, or a saving, or health insurance, or anything, unless you're inside the welfare system. And so the question is, if a person like myself, if I wasn't lying, and that is indeed my resume, and so I have a proven track record of working, if I go back and I actually work 40 hours a week, I show up, I do the job, I produce, should the society that I live within reward me with a man's wages if I'm doing the best job that I can get? If that's the best I can do is working as an extra in a stand-in and a body double in the movies in New Mexico and getting literally $9.15 an hour, do I deserve more than that? If that's the best I can do with the history I got, and I show up, and even in the movies, you work 12-hour days.
Right.
So, how does that tie in?
Well, if your work ethic is what it sounds like you're worth a lot. You know what I mean? Like, the circumstance of your life right now doesn't, determine your value as a person. And I personally think a lot of the government regulation, right, like the place that would only be paying you $10, $11, $12 might be the only place, because people like you can't afford to start up your own business and start your own jobs and create your own things, where you'd bring so much more to the table than the people that ruined your opportunity before. Like, I think it was Steve Jobs that says, we shouldn't go out and live in somebody else's life. We should be able to build our own. And that right there is kind of how I feel about things, and how government does pick and choose winners in the marketplace that make it harder for people like you to succeed.
Right. And that's blatantly unfair. I'll take the hardline approach, which is, no, you don't deserve anything, no more than I do or anything else. I think if I could wave a magic wand and say, you know what, I'm going to give you a floor wage, we'll pay you for eternity $10 or $12, I think that would be a real disservice to you and what you've done in your life, because it would simply make it very easy to decide, you know what, I'm not going to make phone calls to try to get a job today because I've got my rent covered. I'm not eating fried rice tonight. I can eat something real. I can't go down that path, because if I make one exception, then I have to make exceptions in my mind for everyone else.
And, right, and then there's the people that say, well, I went to college and I've got a doctorate of feminine studies. I've got a doctorate. Why am I not being guaranteed a $70,000 a year income? Because
right.
I have a doctorate.
Well, plus all my school loans.
Right.
Right. Here, yeah. Let me distill let's depart my situation personally, and let me distill the mathematical equation a little bit more. Let's say you have a person who does literally show up to any job that they can get, and they take the best opportunity that they can get at any time they can get a new opportunity, and they're constantly seeking to better themselves.
Right.
And at any given moment, their situation is such that they're at, whatever, like a $10-$12 an hour job, and they literally are doing
everything they possibly can, and they're seeking help from others, and that's the best that they ever do. Should they be doomed to live like, you know, the next whatever 20 years of their working career at 10 to 12 hours or dollars an hour where you can't have a real life, even though you're doing the absolute best that you can, and everybody agrees on that? Are you doomed to only be that level of wage all of your life, even though you're, you know, showing up and doing it?
Let me real quickly say one thing. I am that guy. My girlfriend and I decided to start our own business about a year and a half ago. We've been doing this live for a year. I have not taken a paycheck. We're living off of basically off of our own retirement. I haven't taken a vacation. I've not had more than 2 days off in a row in over a year, and only because of how Christmas and New Year's fall this year will I get to experience the bliss that is 2 days off in a row.
Because you're closed on Mondays.
Right. And I don't care how many hours people work. If they have drive, they also have time to think. They have ideas. And I wish entrepreneurship on everyone who can possibly handle it. And a lot of those people can.
David, I would love to spend more time discussing this. Call back earlier tomorrow. Heather, go ahead with your point, and then we'll go to Hung.
This is my honest thought, is I think if somebody's working right now and they're working as hard as they can and there are services available to them, I don't look down upon anybody that utilizes those services, even if they're government-funded, because of the fact that I believe even in a free society, those services would still exist. So while we're spending money dropping bombs, you won't see me complain for any one person that's on any government program helping to put a roof over their head or food in their stomach. So, you know, I hope that you can get more than the fried rice, and if it's available to you, I'd say take it.
Let's go to Hung. Hung, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, everybody. I'm at work, so I hadn't been paying attention to the show tonight, but I would just like to throw in a little something. I just heard a report that over in the Philippines, that psychopath that's running the country now has killed upwards of 6,000 people, extrajudiciously, I might add. And that just punctuates the fact that that caller in New Jersey, he's always talking about animals, Black Lives Matter, and those animals.
Yep.
I don't see anyone remotely close to as much as a big as an animal as that one is that running that country. I think he needs to switch his focus a bit. That's what I think.
Yeah, and I saw a headline yesterday that said Duterte claims that Donald Trump supports his extrajudicial killings.
Yeah, and also that he would not prosecute any law enforcement in the Philippines that was being accused of these atrocities.
And on top of that, you're still sending millions of dollars of aid, still.
Yeah.
Your tax dollar.
Absolutely ridiculous. The aid should end yesterday. Hung, thank you for the call. Have a good night at work. Well, we're done for tonight, but we will be back tomorrow night, as we are every night of the week, including Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Groundhog Day, you name it, we're here. Free Talk Live, always online at freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.